The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, Licensed Nutrition Counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and as usual, for the next hour, lots of information that you can use to make changes in your lives, make changes to support good health, support energy, brain function, immune function, digestion. Minimize the possibility that you are in need of, according to your physician, a pharmaceutical. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
And what is on the agenda today?
Well, before I came on the show, I wanted to look up the definition of lying. And I didn't get a chance yet. What do you think that definition would say?
Lying, as in an untruth. Okay. Well, it's very that's a very interesting question because it could be extremely broad. Is omission of the facts considered lying?
Well, that's a good point. I'm going to give you some examples of this in a second.
You thought I wasn't awake. You thought I wasn't really going to be there for that omission of the facts kind of thing.
But it seems in today's political correctness environment, they don't even like to use the word lying.
It seems to me on the news shows, I've been seeing so many people saying he's lying, she's lying, they're lying.
Well, maybe a little more than usual, but usually they like to use other words than that.
Stretching the truth.
So here's some definitions. A false statement made with deliberate intent to deceive. An intentional untruth.
So it has to have intent to be called lying.
I don't know. Something intended or serving to convey a false impression. An inaccurate or false statement.
Okay, inaccurate or false statement. Now, it's very interesting. Someone possibly not using all of the intelligence possible may be making inaccurate statements that are false, but they don't necessarily have intent. Maybe, you know, like when you're talking about presenting a case to a judge or jury, you have to make a decision about intent.
Well, let me ask you, so if I lie to you and you believe what I'm saying, and then you repeat what I said to someone else, are you lying?
That's a very interesting question. If I have taken what you've told me and not thought about it or investigated it. And so what I'm going to say is if it is of significance, then it's up to me, I think, to investigate and then decide whether I'm going to disseminate the information further.
Unless you believe I'm an impeccable source and I tell you something and you believe, yeah, he wouldn't lie, and then you repeat it. You're not lying. Believe what you're saying is true, but the source lied to you. Now, give you an example. All right.
Wait a minute. You are an impeccable source, but I believe you to have certain methods of interpretation that may differ from my interpretation of facts. And that's a very important part of this whole discussion, interpreting the facts. And a lot of times, culture makes a difference with how facts are interpreted. There are a lot of variations here.
So I'm going to give you some examples.
I'm ready.
And we're going to use antidepressants for this example. Antidepressants are supposed to work by fixing a chemical imbalance in the brain. That's what the psychiatrist said. We say you have a chemical imbalance. That's why you don't feel right.
Okay. And has that psychiatrist tested neurotransmitters that are the chemicals circulating in the brain responsible for depression, mood, activity of the brain?
Not.
Oh, they didn't?
No,
oh, my goodness.
And then they say specifically that chemical imbalance is serotonin in the brain, and therefore, the treatment would be to correct that chemical imbalance with a drug. So then they go back and they look at the studies that have been done and analyses of these published data. And here's the important part too. There are a lot of unpublished data also, and that were hidden by the drug companies. So you publish the data that suits your position on a drug, but you hide the data that doesn't. And it reveals that most, if not all, of the benefits that are talked about with regard to antidepressants are due to the placebo effect.
Woo.
So in analyzing the data, what was found was about, you know, the placebo effect in depression. But they were surprised at how small the drug effect was. In other words, that's why they do a double-blind placebo-controlled study. And when they create these studies, they want to make sure that everything is identical with both sides of in a study.
Cannot be identical. Size and diet of the participants, gender.
They try to eliminate any variation, and the only variation would be the drug.
Do they put them in a box? Do they seal them away?
Well,
they don't.
But they try to do as best as they can.
Okay, that's not good enough.
So they found that 75% of the improvement in the drug group also occurred in the people given the placebo, which had no active ingredients. So in other words, so the benefits, so then they can say, well, there was a 25% benefit from the drug part of it.
It's very interesting to me because I think just the act of doing something that the participant believed to be a positive step to improving mood improved the mood.
And there was a story, I think it was the person that wrote the book Anatomy of an Illness, I think he told that story, but I'm not sure. It might have been Wayne Dyer, but I'm not sure. And he told, I think it was Wayne Dyer, he told the story of someone who had lymphoma and how he was getting better and better, and the doctor was saying the drug is working great, and he kept getting better and better. And the last time he saw the doctor said, you know, they just published a study, and they said, this drug is absolutely worthless. It's not going to help you. And that patient then
deteriorated.
Reversed and died. Because points to the mind how that, like you were saying, the belief in something is very powerful.
I was hoping that you were going to say that the patient came to the doctor and said, Doc, I never took that drug, and I'm doing fine.
So they looked at they said that only 25% benefit from taking the drug versus placebo. Now, the serotonin theory is as close as any theory in the history of science to having been proven wrong. Instead of curing depression, popular antidepressants may induce a biological vulnerability, making people more likely to become depressed in the future. Now, how do we know that? Well, if you were to even look at the inserts when you buy an antidepressant, I don't know, do people ever read those things anymore?
I tell my clients, please read them. If you're not going to read the actual tissue paper fold-out lengthy insert with the drug, at least read the recommendations that are printed on the front of the little bag that you pick up at the drugstore.
So I'm picking a common antidepressant, and that one would be Prozac. One that comes to mind. So when you look at the common reactions from Prozac, a lot of reactions too: nausea, headache, insomnia, nervousness, anxiety, digestive tract problems, dizziness, tremor, flu syndrome.
And I hear about all of those too.
Increased libido. But here is the more serious adverse reactions: suicide.
Right.
A worsening of depression, perhaps the opposite of depression, mania, low sodium in the blood, and then, of course, seizures, low blood sugar. You can have serious types of rashes or even vasculitis. It can affect your heart and make you prone to arrhythmias. It can cause abnormal bleeding and affect the platelets. It can drop your blood pressure. It could... in pediatric patients, and it really shouldn't be given to pediatric
Doesn't
patients.
Doesn't that break your heart when you start reading about in pediatric patients, this is what happens?
It can stunt the growth. So now they're saying that these studies that were telling us all along how great these antidepressants are really weren't based on good data.
Dr. Slavin, do you have any information on how many prescriptions are written here in the United States for antidepressant medication?
A lot.
Heartbreakingly, a lot.
Well, and here's what it is. You go to a doctor, he doesn't find anything wrong with you because he does a minimal number of tests. He doesn't even look hard. He does the tests, like I commented yesterday. Oh, you're okay. And what that means is you're not sick enough to be in a hospital. You're okay. Oh, but you still don't feel good? Take this antidepressant.
It's interesting because I had a client yesterday who had a very specific list of symptoms, and when she would talk to her doctor about them, he would do a blood test and he'd say, no, it's all fine. You're fine. And it's as though what she was communicating had no importance.
Jana, we have more on this topic because it's really important, because it's not just about antidepressants. It extends throughout medicine and how we're being misinformed. How we're being lied to, but
okay,
we're being misinformed.
Very politically correct statement. And you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zamarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Hope Slavin. Are you depressed? Have you been taking medication and you don't necessarily feel joyful, happy, energized? Today's show is for you, Dr. Slavin.
Now, you know, I'm disappointed, and I'm going to tell you why in a second. I can understand you do a study and you say, boy, this drug works great for antidepressants. And because it works so good, I'm willing to put up with all the side effects associated with the drug because it works great. But that's not the case. They made up that story. It works great, not because of the drug, though. That's the point. But they went ahead and promoted that. You know, antidepressants are a tremendous, you know, probably in the billions of dollars a year for drug companies. So here's what happened. Irving Kirsch, PhD, a psychotherapist, he looked at all these studies, and he said, you know, these studies really don't back up what the drug companies and the FDA is saying. So in 2002, his team filed a Freedom of Information Act, they call that a FOIA request, to the Food and Drug Administration, asking for the trial data provided by drug companies as part of the drug approval process. You know, I'd like to see someone do a Freedom of Information Act for the data regarding vaccinations. I'd like to see what they're basing their promotion of vaccines on everybody.
Are you wearing your bulletproof vest, Dr. Slavin?
Well, here's what happens. The FDA requires drug companies to provide data on all clinical trials they've sponsored, including unpublished trials. As it turned out, nearly half of all clinical trials on antidepressants had never been published. Only 43% of trials, published and unpublished, showed a statistically significant benefit of drug over placebo. In other words, less than half showed any benefit at all. In the majority of trials, 57%, the drug showed no clinical benefit over placebo. Moreover, the placebo response actually accounted for 82% of the beneficial response to antidepressants. These results were reproduced in a 2008 study using another larger set of FDA trial data. And according to Kirsch, once again, 82% of the drug response was duplicated by placebo. All of the trials used the same primary measure of depression using the Hamilton Depression Score, which is a 17-item scale with a possible score of 0 to 53 points. The higher the score, the more severe your depression. Because they don't have a test. You don't have a blood test for depression. You don't have really any tests. It's a questionnaire. And based on your answers, they're going to say, well, yeah, it sounds like you're depressed.
Okay, so Dr. Slavin, if someone were to come to the Institute of Advanced Medicine and they were saying, well, you know, my energy's down, my mood is low, my sleep is not good, you would do some testing. You wouldn't only continue to discuss the symptoms with the patient.
Depression is a symptom of something really wrong with the body. It's not the end in of itself. You don't have... Depression is not a disease that you say, well, you're depressed, we'll give you drugs for that disease. Well, no, antidepressants are not the solution to depression. That's the problem. You have to look to why. So that could be hormonal. It could be thyroid hormones, sex hormones. It could be low-grade infections in the body, lack of exercise.
Do you think...
Or it could be more of a psychological problem if you're unhappy about something. But the solution is you got to figure out how to reverse your thought process. In fact, I had a patient yesterday, and he's in his 80s, and he says, in the last 6 months, I feel better than I felt in years and years and years. I said, well, what did you do different? He said, I changed my thinking around.
And that's, it's very hard for people to understand that they are in control of their thought patterns. And when they start to spiral into a negative pattern, very important, critically important for them to understand that they have the power to stop it and to deliberately change the pattern of their thoughts. Dr. Slavin, did you mention suicide as one of the risk factors with regard to antidepressants? In 2014, the suicide rate in the United States was 13 per 100,000 people, the highest rate in 28 years. 43,000 suicides in the United States, 2014. It rose 24% over the 15 previous years. Now,
well, just an aside on that statistic is that the anti-gun lobby includes those statistics in their number. They say, look how many people guns are killing. Well, look how many, most of those suicides were probably by self-inflicted gunshots. And that's not the same as gun violence when you do it to yourself. That's, in my opinion.
Okay, so that was your political statement for today. Now, I want to know how that fits in your view. And here we go. Are we lying? Are we kind of modifying the truth because of a political position? I want to know where that fits into the suicide statistic information, that the suicide rate has increased over the past 15 years.
Well, no, it has nothing to do with guns, but they're saying gun violence, and they include the deaths by self-inflicted wounds in that gun violence, and I don't think that's what people are concerned about. They're concerned about people shooting other people.
Okay. Do you think that if people didn't have such ready access to guns that it would alter the suicide rate?
No, not at all.
Okay. Anyhow, I'm saying you have to be very unhappy. And I'm just remembering a neighbor.
You know what they don't say on that statistic is what percentage of those people that committed suicide were on antidepressants?
Right.
And that's what
I'm going. I had a young neighbor, 22 years old, on antidepressant medication, and he committed suicide because he could never feel better. And so very early on, I developed the opinion that the antidepressants were significant threats to your well-being, that they did not work. They gave you possibly a very unbalanced mental brain chemistry.
So again, so the FDA was only handed selected data in order to base their approval process on antidepressants. The studies that were done didn't show any benefit by antidepressants was withheld from the FDA.
How often does that happen?
All the time. That's
constant.
The problem.
It's always the way information is presented to the FDA. Now, wouldn't you say that if the FDA really had as a baseline for their approval of a drug, over the years, these very intelligent people might have figured it out and developed a different method of approving drugs for sale to unwitting patients?
Well, I think the way the system is, obviously, it's not a good system. If you're going to really be interested in finding drugs that are truly effective, which I'm not sure that could ever happen, the drug company pays an independent agency to do the study, and they don't have any horse in the race one way or the other. And the study is done, and you come out with the clear data. If that were the case, you would have seen that antidepressants do not have any real benefit. So the following four supplements were found to improve the impact of medication, which included serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Those are Prozac-like drugs. Then you have serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, and you have tricyclic antidepressants. So when you added these supplements in, And compared to medication alone, you actually found a real benefit. So what are the supplements that were very helpful? Fish oil.
Before you go to the supplements that are beneficial to support these pharmaceuticals, what about people who maybe visit different doctors and different doctors are giving them an antidepressant, giving them a drug for insomnia, giving them a drug for digestive system instability or dysfunction? That chemical soup truly creates a brain chemistry disaster.
Absolutely. So here are the supplements that if you think you're depressed, but unfortunately you still have to be tested to look for the underlying cause behind it. But fish oil was helpful, vitamin D was helpful, methylfolate and SAMe were both very helpful. And the fish oil, specifically EPA, produced the most significant improvement.
That's interesting. EPA rather than DHA. DHA. Mm-hmm. So DHA is what is the aspect of omega-3 fatty acids that is meant to be supportive of brain chemistry, but it's reducing inflammation with the EPA that actually creates a beneficial response.
So then the comment was made, an obvious comment, that said it would have been far more interesting to see how these supplements might have fared without the use of medication, as the supplements could very well have been the cause of the true benefit.
It's interesting because there is research talking about certain doses of omega-3 fatty acids having a better response than the medication with regard to moderate depression.
And all these studies have shown that both omega-3 and vitamin D can help improve mental health all on their own. And if the medication doesn't add anything of real value, why risk your health and well-being by taking it? You heard all the side effects from these drugs.
What's interesting,
now,
that's not in that.
Are we being lied to? Because they're not saying, they're saying take this pill, and they're not saying, by the way, these supplements can be helpful. In other words, you're probably deficient in omega-3s and vitamin D and in the methylated nutrients like methylfolate and SAMe.
I would say because I don't feel like I'm dependent on what the FDA and pharmaceutically oriented physician has to say. I feel like I'm responsible for myself, but I just wanted to say there's something missing on that list, Dr. Slavin.
What would you like to add?
Probiotics.
We're getting to that.
Oh, okay. I'm not holding my breath.
Well, what you just said was basically you don't trust the government and you don't trust any agencies or corporations.
I feel as though I'm responsible for myself and that I'm going to make some good decisions. I'm going to make some mistakes. I'm going to attempt to do research, and I'm going to be really careful the sources that I use for information. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. We'll see what happens during the break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and our discussion today has to do with what kind of information are you getting from your physician, from the research you do, from the pharmaceutical companies that are advertising their products every 10 minutes on television and promising things that might not necessarily come about?
So before the break, you mentioned that you really don't trust anybody. You have to do your own research. And that's a problem, and it's too bad that you can't trust the government, you can't trust corporations. Nobody's holding anybody accountable for disseminating this misinformation. And that's really, I think, the problem that gets everybody upset. Okay, you know, you passed along misinformation deliberately. I'm talking about the corporations or maybe the FDA. And when when we find out that you've done that, nothing happens. So we mentioned fish oil, vitamin D, methylated folate, and SAMe can be helpful with depression. But there's a bigger overarching issue when it comes to depression, and that is inflammation. And how does that work? Well, the studies have linked depression to chronic inflammation.
So, really? So, wow, that's news to me, Dr. Slavin. Chronic inflammation.
Are you
yeah.
being facetious now?
No. Okay, when people have chronic inflammation, they would be expecting that they have headaches, that they have digestive disturbances,
Well, they might.
That their joints hurt. That's where they would go with regard to inflammation, I think.
Well, okay, think about this. So you have depression linked to chronic inflammation and dysfunction of the gut-brain axis. They've shown over and over again that the health of your digestive tract affects your brain. So depression is often found alongside gastrointestinal inflammation, autoimmune disease, cardiovascular disease, neurodegenerative diseases, type 2 diabetes, and cancer. Now, we've just linked all those problems with inflammation. And that's really the take home. We didn't link them with a lack of drugs. We linked it with inflammation.
We didn't link it with very specific chemical that's going to target brain chemistry. So instead, it's a systemic issue.
So one theory as to why certain nutrients work so well for depression is because they are potent anti-inflammatories. Many studies have confirmed that treating gastrointestinal inflammation helps improve symptoms of depression. The gut-brain connection is well recognized as a basic tenet of physiology and medicine, so this isn't all that surprising, even though it's often overlooked. For example, I remember a doctor listening to Dr. Perlmutter, who was a neurologist who was treating lots of conditions, showing a complete reversal, 100% improvement of neurodegenerative problems with a fecal transplant.
Right.
Okay, so that's, that's how they're showing this connection. You change the gut and you change the person. So now there was an article published on probiotics, the new Prozac. For example, animal researchers link changes in gut flora to changes in affective behaviors, and in humans, probiotics have been shown to alter brain function, which has led to this statement by Dr. Kirsten Tillisch. Time and time again, we hear from patients that they never felt depressed or anxious until they started experiencing problems with their gut. Our study shows that the gut-brain connection is a two-way street. When we consider the implications of this work, the old saying, you are what you eat, and gut feelings take on a new meaning. So the interesting thing is, what are the things that that disrupt your gut flora? Now, would you ever think that taking an antibiotic would cause depression?
Absolutely. You're destroying totally.
But do patients think that? That you take this antibiotic for this infection that you probably don't need an antibiotic for, is that going to lead you to develop depression? And then you're going to be given a drug for depression instead of correcting the gut problem. The Journal of Neurogastroenterology and Motility reported the probiotic known as Bifidobacter longum normalized anxiety-like behavior in mice with infectious colitis by modulating the vagal pathways within the gut. In other words, correcting a dysbiosis in the gut by putting friendly bacteria back in improved the behavior in those laboratory animals. Other research found that the probiotic Lactobacillus rhamnosus had a marked effect on GABA levels, which is an inhibitory neurotransmitter that is significantly involved in regulating many physiological and psychological processes in certain brain regions, and lowered the stress-induced hormone corticosterone, resulting in reduced anxiety and depression-related behavior. So we're seeing two instances where a friendly bacteria. Now, you talk to people about taking probiotics. Should they take it consistently, intermittently, or what do you recommend now?
Well, a lot of times people get tired of taking their supplements routinely. So one of the things that I suggest to those people is to use the probiotic Monday through Friday, take the weekends off. If they've been taking an antibiotic, they need to really redouble their efforts to maintain proper gut flora. And so they would need to be taking more of the probiotics. They would need to be taking the probiotics at least 2 to 4 hours away from the antibiotic. It is so critically important that they replace beneficial bacteria when they are on antibiotic therapy. And many times people get into trouble because they think, okay, well, while I'm taking the antibiotic, I should not necessarily be taking my probiotic. But the truth of the matter is, yes, you should be taking your probiotic during antibiotic therapy as well as after.
Now, we test vitamin D levels and omega-3 levels routinely on patients. When people bring their lab work to you, are other doctors checking those things?
No, it's interesting. That's one of the things that I tell people, because often they'll say to me, well, my doctor goes over the blood work with me. And I said, well, I might bring a slightly different point of view toward that blood work interpretation. So you're going to get slightly different information.
But those tests are not being done, so you cannot.
A lot of the tests are not being done, and when I write a number of different tests suggesting that the clients talk to their doctors about doing their tests, these tests, I tell them a lot of times the doctor's going to say, well, what are you going to do with that information? This is not something that I use on a regular basis, so what's the point?
Part of the reason why depression is so rampant may well be linked to the fact that vitamin D and omega-3 deficiencies are rampant as well, but you don't know if you're deficient if you don't get tested for it. So they don't have any set recommendations for how much EPA and DHA you should take. Those are the omega-3s. But if you suffer from depression, you take higher dosages. So how high would you say somebody should go? Omega-3s.
Oh, okay. Well, I tell them that they might want to go as high as 4,000, 2,000 in the morning, 2,000 in the evening, with regard to the omega-3 dosage. And what they need to be particularly attentive to is any bruising that appears to be spontaneous at that point. They would want to reduce by 1,000 milligrams, maintain that dosage, again, being very alert to bruising on the back of the hands or the forearms. And if there are some of those purple spots, then once again to reduce. And that baseline dose that I pretty much recommend for most everyone is 1,000 milligrams in the morning and 1,000 milligrams at night. And there's a very, very nice formula that I use that is 2200 milligrams, and it's an equal distribution of EPA and DHA.
Now, for routine purposes, 1 to 2 gel caps twice a day would be a baseline.
Right.
But you can go up to maybe 10 a day, you know, 5 and 5 for somebody who had, you know, serious mental issues. You want to make sure that you're addressing it properly, as long as they don't, as long as they can tolerate it.
One of the things that I would do is I would start with that baseline 1 or 2 thousand milligram omega-3 capsules twice a day. But I would say that if someone was dealing with serious brain chemistry imbalances, I'd want them to come back, either see them twice a week or at least once a week to review what the changes were, and with that make decisions about how to move forward. And you don't want to just do the omega-3. There's a number of other supportive substances.
Here's another interesting statistic. Having a vitamin D level below 20. Now remember, the range on your blood work is 30 to 100. You see lots of people below 20. Having that, having your vitamin D level below 20 can raise your risk of depression by 85% compared to having a level greater than 30. Now, here's a very interesting statistic. Among seniors, low vitamin D levels have been shown to raise the risk of depression by as much as 1,100%. So all these people on antidepressants in the retirement homes and nursing homes, what's their vitamin D levels? Is anybody checking? A double-blind randomized trial. Now, they didn't mention placebo here, but you know what double-blind means? That means the doctor doesn't know who's getting which either. So the doctor is blinded, the patient is blinded. That's what that means. And a study published in 2008 concluded it appears to be a relationship between serum levels of vitamin D and symptoms of depression. Supplementation with high doses of vitamin D seems to ameliorate these symptoms, indicating a possible causal relationship. Vitamin B12 deficiency can also contribute to depression and affects about 1 in 4 people.
That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned, more to come.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. So, how's your mood today? How do you feel? Is your brain working really, really well? Are you doing all of the things that you are inspired to do? Do you feel really well? Do you feel like your brain's cooking? Well, we're talking about ways of supporting brain chemistry naturally. And if you have been using antidepressant medication and not finding the solutions that you're looking for, then today's show is for you. And keep in mind that all of the shows here on Natural Doc Radio are archived. So keep in mind for today's date, which is, what's today's date?
2nd.
Okay, June 2nd. And you can find the show talking about supporting your brain chemistry. And talking about supporting your brain chemistry, supporting your body, coming up on June 11th, which is a Saturday, starting at 10 a.m., we are having a seminar here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. Dr. Slavin, what are some of the things that you're going to be discussing at this seminar?
To preface this, we want to say allopathic medicine, which is mainstream medicine, only offers the healthcare consumer or patients three things: surgery, chemo, radiation, or drugs to treat the symptoms that they come to. And what we're going to show you is how to look for the underlying cause of your problem and reverse it. It's not about figuring out what drug to use, about finding out what's causing the problem. And there are a lot of ways of doing that, and we're going to get into some of them. We'll get into the cell well-being test, which can identify how your body is functioning. We'll get into the Zytoscan. Probably one of the most important tests we have is the in-body test, which is really a way of looking at your bioimpedance, which tells you, based on your weight, how much is fat, how much is muscle, how much is water. And if you are not within the optimum range, you're only kidding yourself by taking drugs. If you want to get off the drugs, that's the first place to look, because fat is the number one cause of inflammation. And what makes you fat also causes inflammation, the carbohydrates, the sugar. So we want to point that out to people, because if you really want to get to be the healthiest you can be, you want to try and normalize those numbers as much as possible. And we have programs that do that. So that would be the best way people can spend their health dollars in making themselves healthier instead of buying more and more prescription drugs. Just seems...
with more and more side effects.
Side effects. And isn't it interesting how what the drug companies pay for, the insurance companies pay for, they don't pay anything when it comes to your health. So what the seminar is really about is giving you the information that you're not getting from mainstream medicine to help you understand why you feel the way you do, and also how you're going to feel in the future. Because I always say, just because you feel good now doesn't mean you're not sick. So if we point out, if we show you, for example, you're insulin resistant, that's an asymptomatic disease in its earliest stages, but that's the time to act. the doctors aren't doing those tests. So we're going to explain all this and how you can become a little more proactive and prevent illness, because as I mentioned earlier, inflammation is connected to every condition you can think of.
And insulin resistance is connected to that inflammatory process developing.
So that's where all the effort should be made. You reverse insulin resistance, which means you're also changing your diet. You're removing the inflammatory factors in your diet, because after all, it's what you're eating primarily is what's causing the inflammation, or maybe what you're not eating, too. And, you know, when you learn how you have control over all this, the medicine is totally ignoring it. And we tried to point out today why they do that. They ignore the things that make you healthy in order to sell drugs. Because if you were healthy, they don't have a marketplace for their drugs.
Not a very good model for the people on the receiving end. Excellent model for the corporate sales, but very poor for supporting health.
So, overcoming depression without drugs. So, what's the first step? And we say this for every condition you have. Eat real food, avoid processed foods, avoid sugar, grains, and genetically modified organisms, which is the majority of foods unless you buy organic. So, you know, that, and I think more and more people are buying organic whenever they can, but you have to really understand just how important that is. They mention increasing consumption of traditionally fermented and cultured foods. And why is that? Because that's going to help your digestive tract or gut health. And we've just pointed out how important that is to your brain function.
Do you think that fermented food replaces using a probiotic supplement?
I would probably use both.
That's what I say. You're supporting the probiotic by using the fermented food. I don't believe that the fermented food does it all. Particularly, you know, it might have been in cultures where probiotic supplements were not available. But in today's world, you need both.
If you go back hundreds of years ago, they didn't have probiotic supplements.
Okay, buttermilk and sauerkraut were their probiotics.
Right, okay, but, also get adequate amounts of vitamin B12. We said 1 out of 4 people are deficient. Is your doctor checking your B12 levels?
And Dr. Slavin, as I'm starting to think, okay, hundreds of years ago, they didn't have probiotic supplements. Well, maybe they didn't need them quite as much as they need them today.
And we need them now because, you know, the vast majority of antibiotics are used in livestock, you know, and then you eat the livestock, you're getting your antibiotics without a prescription. You don't even know it. That's the reason behind why we're hearing there's so many antibiotic-resistant organisms now.
And so many people dealing with low mood and depression.
So make sure you have B12 levels. And by the way, B12 deficiency has been associated with dementia as well. Optimize your vitamin D levels. What does that mean? Get it up, I like to say up around 80. Some people say a little bit less. But without supplementation, unfortunately, because I don't see the sun raising those levels up as much as we'd like, check your vitamin D levels and, you know, get it up at least over 60. And while you're taking vitamin D on a continual basis, you need to check your vitamin D levels routinely. Just to make sure that you're keeping it in the desired range. And then when you're taking vitamin D, you'd like to take vitamin K2 as well. You know, they go together. We mentioned omega-3s. That's very important. Your brain is 60% fat. And DHA, an animal-based omega-3 fat, along with EPA, is crucial for good brain function, particularly important in kids. You know, I'm not sure how the kids are getting their omega-3s. Most of the time, they're not getting it from their diet, so you're sort of stuck with supplementation.
So many of the kids are eating those processed food snacks and not fresh foods and not a profile of components to their diets that are health-supporting.
And if you want to take something natural without side effects for depression, Just think of SAMe, 5-HTP, 5-hydroxytryptophan, and St. John's wort could be safer alternatives than the drugs. Evaluate your salt intake. Sodium deficiency actually creates symptoms that are very much like those of depression. So how do you check that? Well, you do the NICHEM panel, you'll see your sodium level.
And it needs to be in proper ratio with potassium. So chloride, potassium, sodium, you want to see all of those are within a certain range. And I can't tell you how many people I see, Dr. Slavin, who tell me they're on a low-salt diet and they have no energy, they don't feel well. And I say you have to have some sodium in your diet. The minerals overall are not going to function well without sodium.
But you don't want to use typical table salt. Himalayan salt, which has more than 80 different micronutrients. What other types of salt do you recommend for people?
I recommend sea salt, and you can get from the Pacific black salt, pink salt, red salt. There's all sorts of wonderful types of salt to get in gourmet stores and health food stores.
And then you have to include exercise if you want to be as healthy as you can. You can't be healthy without exercise. And then the other part of that is you got to get enough sleep. You can't be healthy without getting enough sleep. So, I mean, these are the things that should be obvious to everybody, but we've gotten into all these bad habits. We don't sleep enough. We don't exercise enough. We go to the supermarket and we buy second-rate food. You know, the quality of the food is...
I think really, you're being very... Not harsh enough. Second rate, I'd say 10th rate food. It is not food. We really shouldn't look at it as food.
And we talked yesterday about all the countries that live longer than we do. If you look at their diets, they're eating a more natural diet. You know, not all the artificial foods that we include in our diets.
Dr. Slavin, that music means it's time for us to take a break. No, not a break. We're out of time. And you've been tuned to Natural Doc Radio. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.